The agent for a residential development company provided some context about his clients seeking a rezoning that will allow for 12 single-dwelling homes to be constructed locally, beginning in spring 2023. Rick Miller of Miller & Urso Surveying Inc. answered questions from the members of a committee-level planning meeting about the intentions of developer Jogra Investments Limited 771 Golf Club. The subject property is an existing lot of record on Golf Club Road and is a through lot that has secondary road access on Bain Drive, see map in gallery above. What's being proposed are 12 single-family residential units. Each unit will contain a single dwelling, said Miller. He later added, these will be high-end units, they are being designed right now with high technology, all computer-controlled houses and there will be a very modern appearance to the development. The proposal is a vacant land condominium, which is a different form of ownership. That's what the difference is, explained Miller. The six lots fronting Golf Club Road and the six units fronting Bain Drive will not have driveways going out onto those streets. All the access will be through that common element, a private laneway running between the two rows of six houses. There will be garages on the rear of each of the units, and the access to those units will be at the rear. In April 2021, North Bay City Council unanimously approved a draft plan of subdivision to join the two nearby sections of Bain Drive. Jogra Investments Limited and Highland Woods Developments Inc. planned to expand the development of the subdivision, but the initial draft approval included a condition: the development could not proceed to the second phase until this Bain Drive connection northwest of the intersection of Airport Road and Pierce Street was completed. The developers are responsible for the construction of the road and necessary services, and the draft approval is further contingent on satisfying certain conditions. The new section of Bain Drive would curve at the back of a parcel of the property officially known as 771 Golf Club Road. That construction is underway. See related. No collection of residential development charges until 2023. Miller says there is a similar vacant land condominium on Gorman Street, and it is the only other one in the area set up with the access at the rear of the unit's properties. The condominium is a lifestyle difference from a regular subdivision lot, said Miller. All of the lands will be maintained through the condominium corporation, so there is a uniform appearance. It will also be dictated, all the architectural features and colors, all of those kinds of things, so there is this uniformity that can't change, and that's all controlled by the condominium corporation, which is over and above the municipal zoning by laws. City of North Bay senior planner Peter Carello noted the primary cause for concern from nearby residents was drainage and stormwater management. A plan governing these issues will be required prior to development, advised Carello. The standard that the stormwater plan would have to meet is that the post-development water flows from this property could not exceed pre-development flows, noted Carello. This stormwater plan is a condition of approval. Miller later spoke to the drainage concerns, stating, after draft approval of a development like this, the engineering for the whole development still has to be done, and there has to be a stormwater management plan, meeting the municipal and provincial standards, and is subject to final approval by the city's engineers. Certainly, the neighbors' concerns are valid and have to be addressed, acknowledged Miller. We always intended to put up a buffer fence, for privacy, another concern raised by neighboring property owners. There is a high demand for these particular types of units and lifestyles, and they already have a list of people interested, Miller advised. The committee agreed with the planning department's recommendations for the proposed zoning by law amendment from a residential first density, R1, zone to a residential fifth density, R5, zone, and a draft approval subject to conditions for the proposed plan of condominium. These recommendations will appear on the council agenda of a future regular meeting for final approval.